Is Paris Burning? By Larry Collins and Dominique LaPierre. Part 1. The Menace. Chapter 1. He was never late. Each evening, when the German arrived with his old Mauser, his frayed leather binocular case and his dinner pail, the inhabitants of the village of Meilhan-Moultillon knew it was 6 o'clock. As he walked across the cobbled town square, the first notes of the evening Angelus invariably rang out from the Romanesque belfry of the little 12th-century church of Notre-Dame de l'Assomption, looking down on Meilhan-Moultillon's grey slate roofs from its perch on a ridge over the river Ourcq, 37 miles northeast of Paris. The German, a greying Luftwaffe sergeant, always marched straight toward that peaceful sound. At the door of the church he tugged off his cloth cap and walked inside. With a slow step he climbed up the narrow circular staircase to the top of the belfry. There, at its summit, were a table, a gas burner, and a chair requisitioned from the church below. Carefully laid out on the table were a German general staff map, a notebook, a calendar, and a grey-green field telephone. The belfry of Notre-Dame de l'Assomption was a Luftwaffe observation post. Here, with his binoculars, the German could survey the whole region, from the spires of the Cathedral of Meaux to the south, to the medieval stone walls of the Château de la Ferté-Milon in the north. His gaze swept over 13 miles, past a graceful arc of the Marne River, the terracotta walls of the town of Lizy-sur-Ourcq, and back, finally, to the poplar-studded banks of the Ourcq.